Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 40, first broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday the 28th of November 2021. Hello again everyone. This weekend I have two family birthdays and will include some of my mother's favourite dances, but otherwise it's another mixed programme, hopefully with something for everyone. Our opening dance is the Real Orpington Caledonians, which was written by John Brenchley, now of Western Australia, but devised in 1987 to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Orpington and District Caledonian Society. It was adopted by the RSCDS in Book 49 in 2015, for which Jim Lindsay and his band recorded the CD. Briefly, the dance is: one set, lady casts one place followed by partner, then they half turn threes into a lady's chain. First man casts up followed by partner, and twos and ones dance right hand across. The last eight bars are left shoulder reels of three on the sides. Orpington Caledonians.
Thank you.
The name tune for Orpington Caledonians was written by Robin Ellis, and Jim Lindsay followed this with Billy's Baldy Brushes by Gordon Shand, Keith Smith's Compliments to Cassie Fraser, and Bergen's Rant by Murray Shawbraid. Our first jig today is to mark a sad event. Connie's jig was devised by Steve Gordon in memory of Connie Granger, a past president of Hereford Branch, and published by the RSCDS in Book 41, The Millennium Dances. Sadly, Steve's wife Barbara passed away a couple of weeks ago, and her funeral is this week. R.I.P. Barbara, and stay strong, Steve.
Thank you.
was David Cunningham and his band with Connie's Jig, an 8x48 bar jig by Steve Gordon. I hope no one minded me cutting it short of the full 8 repetitions. Our first Strass Bay is from the Book of Dances by Peter Avery of Newcastle upon Tyne, for which Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band recorded the CD The Geordie Diamond. The Wingrove Strass Bay was written to mark the 21st anniversary of the Wingrove Scottish Country Dancers. It represents the warm welcome new dancers receive when joining the group, as a new couple is brought in after every 8 bars of the dance. So here's how it goes. One's cast and dance figure of 8 on their own sides. Then, ones and twos, set, turn two hands and circle left. Bars 17 to 24, ones, twos and threes, dance a three couple knot. Then all, set, and to complete the progression, top and bottom, dance three quarters, rights and lefts.
Thank you.
Clotho wrote the opening tune, Wingrove, and this was followed by Myra Strathbay by Ian Hardy, and Two by Angus Fitchett, Jim Brown of Kintillow, and Mrs. Agnes Crow of Balmullow. There are 12 dances in the book, all with original tunes, mostly by Ian Thoe, and one each from Roddy Matthews and Frieda Philipson. The book and CD were produced by Newcastle Branch to celebrate their 60th Diamond Jubilee year. We will now have three of my mother's favourite dances, to bands which she would have danced them to, their recordings at least. First, General Stuart's reel from the Castle Mengis manuscripts of 1749, and the 1976 LP Come Scottish Country Dancing with Andrew Rankin. Andrew Rankin with General Stuart's Reel. And now, the 96 bar jig Bonnie Ann, which was often a demonstration dance but featured regularly on ball programmes too. For this, I have chosen Rob Gordon and his band, as he played every year for the Worcester Club, of which we were members. Bonnie Ann by Rob Gordon and his band, which appeared on at least two of his LPs, including The Caledonian Ball. And to complete this trilogy, A Strass Bay. And back in the day, when people didn't find an eight-time Strass Bay where third couple did hardly anything, sleep-inducing. Only last week my mother was telling me how The Braes of the Bodolbin was her favourite, so here are the McBain's band. Thank you. McBain's Scottish Country Dance Band played the traditional tune, The Braes of Bridolmhain. Two from Nathaniel Gow, Master Francis Sitwell and Lady Mary Ramsay, and then The Glenlivet by James Scott Skinner. At least in those days, Strathspeys were pacier. That was 7 minutes 45 seconds. And today, mentioning no names, but I found a CD where it was a mind-numbing 8 minutes and 38 seconds. OK, now we will speed up with Tully Volan, The Five-Couple Reel by Barry Priddy, and recorded by George Meikle and the Lothian Band on Highlander Music, Volume 10. Very typical Barry Priddy dance, where everyone is dancing most of the time. Threes, who start dance all 32 bars, twos and fours join in on bar three, and from bar nine all are dancing, though not always the same as your partner. Thank you. That was the very recognisable sound of George Meikle and the Lothian Band, playing mostly traditional tunes for Tully Volan, beginning with Sleep Soon in the Morning. Now we are off to Australia for another John Brenchley dance, Emmett's Chase, devised for Audrey and Robin Emmett on the occasion of their 50th birthdays in March 2010. The dance instructions are included on the Other Kangaroo Paw CD by Marian Anderson's Scottish Dance Band, and Marian composed the lead tune, Audrey and Robin. that was Emmett's Chase, played by Marian Anderson and her band, on the other Kangaroo Paw CD. An interesting aside about Emmett, spelt with only one T, a word in the Cornish dialect to refer to tourists coming to Cornwall. According to Wikipedia, it is commonly thought to be derived from the Cornish language word for ant, being analogous with the way they mill around. However, Emmett meaning ants is derived from Old English, whereas the Cornish word for ant is actually morion. So I expect calling tourists ants is a lot politer than what could be derived from that. A nice little three-couple Strathspey now. The Briggs of Ayr by Gene Atwood, which was included on an LP called Bath Scottish Dancers by the Cregeliki Band. The first tune is by Andrew Rankin, Mary and Morris Cooper, and then two by Ian R. Muir, who leads the band, Miss Judith Robertson, now his wife, and Miss Barbara Manning of Bramfield. Was Ian R. Muir and the Cregeliki Band with the Briggs of Ayr. Our last two dances are more modern, both celebratory, and the recordings were always digital. We will have the Diamond Celebration Jig by John Renton from the Inverness Branch Diamond Collection. The recording is by Colin Dewar and his band. And then our final dance is the Royal Yacht Britannia, a John Drury reel published by the RSCDS in Book 43, for which Ian MacPhail and his band made the CD in 2003. Thank you. So first you heard Colin Dewar playing the Diamond Celebration Jig from Inverness Branch, and then Ian MacPhail was playing for the RSCDS Book 43, which was celebrating the Queen's Golden Jubilee in 2003. And the dance was the 8x40 reel, The Royal Yacht Britannia by John Drury, a good finishing dance with a circle to end with. Thanks to Derek and Ewan at Radio GH, and to you all for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed this hour and look forward to being with you all again next week. I have chosen something a bit different to play out. The CD is called Cullen Skink, and it is from John Sampson and Friends. This track is called Planxty Irwin. Bye!